If you would like a free newsletter on this or other subjects, just give us a call at Christian Answers. The phone number is area code 512-218-8022. That's 512-218-8022. Or you could email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com. Thank you.
Greetings and welcome once again to our program. I'm Larry Wessels, your host, and I want to thank you for being with me here today. I'm the director of Christian Answers, a Christian apologetics organization. In case you don't know what apologetics is, it means to defend the Christian faith. It doesn't mean we're apologizing for anything. It just simply means that we, as Christians, defend our faith against those who would come against it and say basically, you're wrong and your religion's no good and all that type of thing. Well, I, as a Christian apologist, believe that my faith is worthy of defense and that it's not just a blind leap of faith or anything like that. And I believe the Christian religion is the true religion and is worthy to be defended. And I believe by the facts and evidences provided by archaeology, history, prophetic utterances of the Bible, the manuscript evidence of the Scripture itself, the Bible and the Christian faith stands where, in comparison, almost all other religions crumble completely. And basically, let me shift gears a little bit and explain what the topic of today's program will be. And that topic is going to be on Islam. But basically, this show is geared more not for Muslims, let's say, who may be watching, although I'm sure there will be some Muslims watching, but it's meant mainly for Christians, people who have been saved by the blood of Christ, believe in his bodily resurrection, and who know themselves to be redeemed and going to heaven one day to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. This show is meant for you brothers and sisters out there who will find yourself out in the marketplace of ideas, whether it be on a college campus or at your workplace or wherever it might be. This show is geared for those of you who are going to run into people of other faiths, other religions, and so forth. Particularly in this case, we're talking about